Joining us now is a Deep Throat informant. We have digitally altered his voice in order for him to protect his identity and so that he would come forward with the story of what went on at Valley Ranch this week. Deep Throat informant, do you have us?
Yes.
Good morning, and first of all, thank you for your courage. Can you tell us a little bit about what went on in the firing of Wade Phillips and the promotion of Jason Garrett?
Well, I was there when Wade got the axe from Jamie. It was very violent and very offensive to me. For the entire morning on Monday, Wade avoided Jerry because he knew it was a possibility. But every time Jerry visited Wade's office, Wade's secretary told him Wade had just stepped out for a light meal of beef. All the while, a wide-eyed and nervous Wade was straining to be quiet under his desk, waiting to hear the retreat of Jerry's footsteps.
Jerry?
But finally, Jerry got wise and hatched a plan. When Wade discovered the trail of Twinkies, he was slightly suspicious as to how they could fall in a perfect line down the hallway. But his suspicion was no match for his watering mouth. So Wade crawled on his belly down the carpeted halls of Valley Ranch, gobbling up the trail of Twinkies like a Pac-Man. It wasn't until he bumped his head on Jerry's desk that he realized where he was.
So Jerry's plan worked.
By that time, a naked Jerry
naked
in war paint descended on Wade and began pummeling him and screaming in an incomprehensible ancient dialect. So Wade stood up and ran backwards with Jerry on his back and rammed Jerry right into his Fabergé egg and Hummel collection. The owner screamed. Jerry Jones Jr. then runs in wearing chainmail armor and carrying a lance. He charged and lanced Wade in the forehead.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
The lance shattered into a million pieces, leaving Jerry Jr. dumbfounded. Jerry then constricted his legs around the corpulent torso of Wade as Wade stumbled around the room, slamming a screaming Jerry into things. Stephen then runs in and begins shooting Wade repeatedly with a tranquilizer gun.
Couldn't they just tell him he was fired?
The medicine had no effect.
Oh, no.
As Wade escaped and climbed up the communication tower at Valley Ranch.
So this is just like King Kong.
Jerry scrambled his private aircrafts.
Oh, my gosh.
His planes and his personal helicopter. And they fired at a swatting Wade. Wade managed to knock the helicopter and two planes out of the sky before Wade himself finally lost his balance.
Oh, no.
And fell in slow motion from six different camera angles.
Yes.
He crashed to the ground, sending up a plume of dust filled with a sparkling rainbow of cowboy's hope.
Oh, how poetic.
I cannot say anymore. Oh, I must go now.
What did Wade say then? What did Jason Garrett say?
What a tale.
That's all we're going to get out of him, I guess. That is a wild tale.